You're listening to KCRW. This is Morning Edition. Public schools across California are now about 2 months into the academic year and the return to in-person instruction. And some districts are already reporting a major spike in absenteeism. In some cases, chronic absenteeism involving students who've missed 10% or more of school days is reportedly running above 30%. It's just one sign of some of the challenges students are wrestling with after a year and a half of remote learning. And the challenges are even greater for many of the state's 45,000 foster students, a third of whom live in L.A. County. We asked Danielle Wondra with the nonprofit advocacy group Children Now about the special hurdles these students face.
Before the pandemic, students in foster care were already facing unique challenges. So many of them have experienced the trauma of abuse or neglect, or the trauma of being removed from their homes. And many students in foster care change placements multiple times while they're in care, which means they often transfer schools multiple times as well. And they can lose up to 6 months of learning with each school change. So even before the pandemic, students in foster care were doing worse than other high-need students on various academic measures, including chronic absence. Their rates of chronic absence have been much higher than other students, often because they are transferring schools. They may be dealing with higher rates of school discipline, or, you know, maybe dealing with court visits or other things related to being in the child welfare system that they need to attend to during the school day.
Is it safe to say then that the pandemic has just complicated this, that with some foster students, part of it may be that school in non-pandemic times provides a sense of stability and a framework that they may not always be getting in their home life, and that has been disrupted?
Yes, definitely. During the pandemic, when schools were closed and students were at home, you know, foster youth were dealing with this on a different level. They had less reliable access to technology and internet access. They may not have had, you know, quiet space to focus on schoolwork at home. There may be a lot of other people in their home, other foster youth, so they may not have their own space. You know, when they were having challenges with accessing online instruction, they may not have an adult available in the home who can help them with those challenges. Many foster youth live with relative caregivers who are older and may not know much about computers or even how to really help them with academics in general. Another big thing that we heard a lot about is that we know that a higher proportion of foster youth have special needs and receive special education and related services. And a lot of them didn't have access to supports and services during the pandemic because it wasn't clear how to get those services to them in the virtual format, and a lot of districts struggled with that.
Are you concerned that, as you mentioned earlier, foster students, even in the best of times, are facing additional academic challenges, that some students in the foster system may, with the pandemic, say, look, this is just too steep a hill to climb. You know, I'm going to throw in the towel if I don't graduate from high school, if I don't finish ninth grade, you know, so be it.
Yes, that's definitely been a concern. There's definitely the concern that not enough of them have come back to school. And even with a return to in-person school, it'll just be, you know, a little too challenging to keep them engaged and really motivated to want to finish.
How can schools support foster students? Are there some concrete steps that you think they need to take to address the specific needs of foster students?
As with all students, but especially for students in foster care, prioritizing mental health and social emotional wellness, just to get them feeling connected and engaged again. And then making sure that students in foster care have the services and supports that they need to promote their learning recovery. So those quality tutoring, mentoring, and counseling services, making sure that they can stay in their school of origin whenever possible to limit disruptions. There's also really important to have targeted re-engagement strategies specific to students in foster care. Something that we heard about during distance learning that would be a great model even now with in-person instruction is to assign one adult to each student in foster care to check in with them regularly and make sure that if there's any barriers to learning or if they need connection to resources that they can help with that, kind of just having that one person that they know to go to when there are challenges. One last thing that I would say that is important is caregiver supports. Schools and county welfare agencies, just making sure that there's a lot of outreach and communication with caregivers to make sure basically that they have the skills they need to help the youth and their care do well in school.
Danielle Wondra is a senior associate of child policy with the advocacy group Children Now. And you are listening to KCRW.